I think my life was fucking up a lot. My life got to the point where I just, crime was all I knew, and I was just getting on with it and always getting arrested. But this time when I got arrested, I knew I was in trouble this time, because the way they searched my house, my house never been searched like that. But when now I'm in here, it feels, it's not as bad as what I thought it'd be in jail, but obviously it's bad. And I just want to get out and fucking get on with my life and get a job and that. When I get out, because it changes your mind, changes your feelings of things. You appreciate what you got more when you're in here. Like if not material things, family. Because I never had any respect for my dad and that. Now I'm in here, I've got more respect for him. Don't need to ask him for money and that. The only time I ask him for money is when I ask him for a tenner for some phone credit or something. So, that's it, innit?
So talk a bit more about the respect that you got for your dad. What? Tell me about that.
Well, before I come in, I was smoking a lot of weed and that. And I'm just, my mind used to just blank out, used to tell him fuck off. Smash his van windows. Used to steal off them. Not a lot, like, just used to steal off them. Used to just never have any respect for them. Used to tell them just be a nasty person. And when I come in here, I got remanded, innit? I got remanded first. And that was the worst bit when you're remanded, because you don't know what you're getting. And obviously, it was probably a bleeding heart, and the knife crime was going on at the moment. It made it worse, innit? So, and
You mean your sentence was worse because of...
Yeah, because of what's going on in the papers, and there's been, I think it's 18 people have been killed in London from knife crime and gun crime. So the judge said to me, he said, oh, we've got to make an example out of you, blah, blah, blah. And like, when he said, oh, you give me 3 years, and when I got back, my dad sent me a letter, said, you got the big one, son, 3 years, and the judge can't even look you in your eyes, and blah, 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 stuff like that, and it just made me have more respect for my dad in the first place. But I didn't have much respect for him, but when he sent me that letter, I had a lot of respect for him, because I know he loves me and that, innit? So.
Was your dad in court?
Yeah.
Tell me what that was like, having your dad in court.
It wasn't as such embarrassing. It was just, I felt, don't know the word for it, I felt not embarrassed, but I felt like a letdown, if you know what I'm saying. It was Crown Court. My dad's been there with me in youth court, but it's nothing compared to Crown Court. So I had a jury there. And I felt like my heart was going to jump out of my stomach and that, innit? You could see it beating from my shirt and that. And it's just not a nice feeling at all, especially when you've got your family stood there watching you and they're crying. And you're stood there and you're waiting for your sentence. It's not nice at all.